I wanted to speak about Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. Okay, after the Maisa of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Seinu Giersman Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris in the Haggadah has an abrupt beginning. Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shonas Antoyer La'am Yisrael. And then after that, it says Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. Whether the Baruch HaMakom is directly connected to the Keneged Arba Bonim is a shaila, but we're not going to speak about that other than it sounds like we are giving Birchas HaTorah over here. Baruch Shonas HaTorah L'Amo Yisrael. Baruch Hu. Without formally, without Shem and Malchus, there's a remez to Birchas HaTorah. Why is there a remez to Birchas HaTorah in the Haggadah? Baruch Shonas HaTorah L'Amo Yisrael. So you could say two things. Number one, that we are about to analyze Psukim of the Torah and Darshan Psukim of the Torah. Sai in the Arba Bonim and Sai in Be'ikar in the Parsh of Arami Ovid Avi. The Loshon HaRambam is V'hu SheYidrosh Parshas Arami Ovid Avi Ad SheYigmor Kol HaParsha Kula. And that is a kind of unique Talmud Torah, which requires a shtickle birchas haTorah b'fnei atzmai, different than the one we made in the morning. But afal pi kein, it's not a new takana of limud haTorah, but it's unique. So the pshara, so to speak, was that we should be merames to Birchas HaTorah, but not make an actual bracha b'shem u'malchus. It reminds me a little bit of the shita that we have, that most people do not say shem u'malchus by Baruch Shepetarani. When the father gets up and says Baruch Shepetarani me'yon she'sholzeh, there's a machloikas min hogim, the Vilna Gaon said you should say it b'shem u'malchus. But the bottom line is that saying something without shem u'malchus is really not a bracha. There's no bracha without Shem U'Malchus. But because there's a suffix, should you say it or should you not say it, then we have a pshara of sorts. Here, it's a little bit different. L'chadchila was avegishtelt without Shem U'Malchus to teach me what? That what we do on the night of the Haggadah is a certain unique kind of limud haTorah. What's unique about it? That it's not mechuyev mitzad limud, it's mechuyev mitzad sipur yitzias mitzrayim. In other words, that in sipur yitzias mitzrayim, it's not enough to talk about yitzias mitzrayim in your own words and tell stories. You have to learn Torah in sipur yitzias mitzrayim. There has to be limud haTorah. Why does there have to be limud haTorah? So there are two possible avenues of approaching this. Number one is to say that Sipur is Dafka through Limud. In other words, our Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is by saying Psukim and Drushas. Psukim and Drushas. Another approach is that not so much the Sipur requires it, but that there are really two different ways of being Misapur Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of them is to tell the story, and one of them is pasha to learn Torah. And ad kedei kach, that I always heard from Rav Soloveitchik, zechayna levracha, that when we learn on the night of the Seder, we happen to focus on the halachas of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's because if you have a choice to learn Hilchos Parah Adumah, Or even more remote to Pesach, Echveis Hilchos Chanukah. What if a person would sit down and learn Hilchos Chanukah by the Seder? Well, the Gemara says Glavna Meshugana. No, it's not true, because when you're learning halachas, you are actually confirming the whole point and the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bavuzeh says Rashi she'akaye mitzvosav. What does the Bein HaChochem ask? Ma'edos v'chukim v'mishpatim asher tzivu Hashem Elokeinu eschem. So when you tell him Eidos Chukim Mishpatim, what's the nafkmina which Eidos Chukim Mishpatim you're talking about? But Avada, an intelligent person, what's he going to say? If I have a choice, Me'in Yonah D'Yoma or something remote, even if I'm mekayim the same mitzvah, but I've had to give this, it's more mat'im, it's more appropriate that I should say the thing that's me'inyana d'yayma. And what could be more me'inyana d'yayma than the dinim of Pesach itself? Which dinim of Pesach? So for example, in the Haggadah throughout, you have something extraordinary. A person gets up in the Haggadah, or sits down in the Haggadah, Kol shaloi omar shloisha dvarim elu ba Pesach lo yotza yedecho vasa. We all say that, yes? Is there anyone that jumps out of his seat? You ever jump out of your seat? Like you had a shock, like some electric shock went through you? Why not? You should. You know why? Because the night of the Seder, you have to say, Pesach zu shon oichlem al shumo. Why do you have to tell me the halacha? Let me ask you a different question. In the Shemone Esrei, if you open up most Sidurim, they tell you, B'yemois ha-chayref oimer kan mashiv ha-ruach ha-moyrid ha-geshem. So I'll tell you, Maisa, I had a Nebuch, I had a Karev in Eretz Yisrael, who never learned in yeshivas. Now, you know, the whole story, not supposed to talk against Eretz Yisrael, could be not supposed to say these negative things either. But the point of the story is the following. I came to that town, and I needed a minyan for mincha. So he tells me that there's a certain shul a couple of blocks away. He knew, doesn't daven there. I don't know if he davens more than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but he doesn't daven there. But he took me there. So I tell him, listen, I'm going to daven. You should also daven. So his Shmona Esrei took him. He speaks Hebrew fluently. The problem was not reading the Hebrew. And it's taking him a very long time. Yichab Shengendik Shmona Esrei. I'm listening in. What's taking so long? The man said both Alanisims. It wasn't Hanukkah and it wasn't Purim. He said both Alanisims. Then he said at the end, Uksoiv L'chaim Toivim Kol B'nei Brisecha. Unazeyeza Gegangen Weiter De Ganze Tefillah. And so I'm asking the following question. What happens if you would get up and say a Shemona Esrei, and in the Shemona Esrei you would say, B'yemois HaChayrev Tzorech Loimar Kan Mashiv HaRuach, and then you'd say Mashiv Ruch Marit HaGoshem. The person would say, I'm a Shugina. Adokemulish Gedabent and Leben. What kind of business is that? That's what we do in the Haggadah. That's exactly what we do in the Haggadah. Rabban Gamliel, Oyma Koshul, Oyma Shloshin, Oyma Elba Pesach, Lo Yotze Yedei Choy Vasa. It's true, but who says that I'm supposed to say that Pesach night? What I'm trying to tell you is that in the Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim was embedded halachos. Why? So you look at the Tosefta at the end of Hilchsochim. Mamish at the very end of the Tosefta, it tells me a very interesting maisa. You know the maisa that they were in Bnei Brak? Everybody knows the maisa in Bnei Brak. V'hoyu mesaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim kol oisa alayla. Right? Achabo talmidein v'omru rabbi sen. What does it say in the Tosefta? In the Tosefta zoktaze. It's a pellet de gazak because you see the parallel is so exact. Yeah. Maisa berabun gamliel uzakenim. Shahoyu misubin bebeis baisus benzunin belud. It was in the house of a man by the name of Baisus benzunin, in Lud. Not in Bnei Brak, the story here. This is in Lud, Gamliel in the Zakenim. Vahoyu oiskim behilchis ha pesach kol halaiwa. Vahoyu misaprim bitzias mitzrayim kol halaiwa. Vahoyu oiskim behilchis ha pesach kol halaiwa. Ad kerois hagever, until they heard the rooster crow. This is obviously a parallel mamish to what we have in the Haggadah. So there are two stories, two masoresin about stories of how they were mesape b'yitzias Mitzrayim. What are they? Oisik b'ilchus ha-pesach? Hilchus ha-pesach is sipu yitzias Mitzrayim. Why is Hilchus HaPesach Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because it's the be-all and the end-all. It's the whole point. Ein lecha ben chorin al misha oisik b'Torah. And besides that, the tachlis ha-mevukosh of going out of Mitzrayim. Where did the first remez to Yitzias Mitzrayim occur, if not at the snare? Where is the snare? Chorev. B'yitziach ha-som in Mitzrayim, tavdun som etzolikim ala harazeh. So when you learn halachos, it could be any halachos. But if you have a choice, avad you learn Hilchos Pesach. And in the Haggadah, we put the halachos of what is required for mitzvah sipu yitzias Mitzrayim. So we have a Birchas HaTorah here. Let's go back to the beginning of the Shir. Birchas HaTorah could be because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim through Limud HaTorah, and it could be because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Mekuyam when you're learning any halachos, dry halachos, you're Mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim the night of the Seder. Why? Because you are doing exactly what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim indicates, to tell the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When a person learns Torah, he has exactly zeroed in on the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you have Birchas HaTorah. Then it says, Keneged Abba Abonim Dibra Torah. What does it mean, Keneged Abba Abonim Dibra Torah? What does that mean, Keneged? So the answer is very poshut. Kefi Daitoi Shalbein Aviv Malamdoi. First of all, there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Lechatchila to others. And that is because it says, Ki Yisholcha Bincha V'Yigadato Levincha, and that is Mekuyim, the night of the Seder, father to a son. By the way, not Lechatchila, a son to a father. The kids come home with Ganze Peklach Torah, and they unload the Peklach, and they want the father to listen. That's a doch mamish, that's a good fapurim when it's benafeichu. But on the night of Pesach, the tata daf zogen, and the kinder daf in hell. That's a separate story. Ashrei you kids that have such peklach, that's good. But medaf sipitzis mitzrayim is a av is misapir libnoi. And what does the bain do? He asks. So it's also something that needs to be fixed. They give them so much, but they don't give them curiosity. And curiosity is, when it's missing, is a basic ingredient in the seeking of the emes is missing. And a child should be taught to ask questions, not to be giving terutzim. It's not important to have 50 pshatim in something. What's important is to wonder, why is the Birchas HaTorah over here? To wonder, what are we saying, Rabban Gamliel Omer Kosh Lo Shomer? That belongs in the Mishnah Brura. What's it doing the night of the Seder in the actual Haggadah? It's instruction material. It's not saying material. So why are we saying it? We should read it and do it. Those are questions. That's what they should be encouraged. What's the problem here? That's what a person should ask. Aba lemaisa, father tells his son, because it says, V'igadato levincha, ki yisholcha bincha, and that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is therefore according to the level of understanding of the recipient. If you are talking, the Rambam says, to a chacham, you have to talk a certain way. If imhoya abein katan o tipesh, if he is either very young or simply limited in intelligence, no matter what his age, that was his endowment from Shamayim, then he has to speak differently. The Rambam's loshen, he has to tell him bni to the katan o tipesh. Kulanu ayu avodim leparav mitzrayim. You have to show him b'chush. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So this idea, where do you get the idea that there isn't a fixed nusach? Everybody says the same Shemoneh Esrei. Everybody darshans the same parsha of Arami Ovid Ovi? No. Why not? Because there are four different expressions of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Torah to indicate that there are four different mahalchim in the mitzvah. Why should there be four separate mahalchim? The Torah is not four. It's that the mitzvah is explanation, comprehension, conveying an idea. It's not a rote statement. It is not a kriyas haTorah. And therefore, according to the level of understanding, you have to reach out to that person. Now here you have an amazing thing. Levels of understanding have to do, l'cha'ayra, with intelligence. Now you can have a person that's brilliant, but not necessarily from, Rachmana Litzlan. Why is the Rasha included in this list? There should have been three sons. Chacham, that's the top level of intelligence. What's the next level? A Beinoni, a Tam. And what's the lowest level? He's not even capable of asking questions. He's an Eino Yodei Al Yishael. Three levels of intelligence. Where does the Rasha fit into the picture? Zetman Amayu Dikazach. That the way you approach Torah, Reish is Chochma, Yiras Hashem. And if a person does not start with that Yiras Shamayim, he is not capable of hearing. There's an approach to him in the Sipu Tzias Mitzrayim. He does not have the intelligence that you need. He has a warped intelligence. And there's a special approach to that person, as we shall see in a moment. Sai, according to the Vilna Gaon, and according to the Maisa Nisim of the Chavos Das, the Nesivos Rabbi Yankov Milisa. They say essentially the same thing, which is remarkable. That to the Bein Arosha, you don't even talk. Even though it says, Keneged Abba Bonim Dibra Torah. I'll show you something very remarkable. So how, again, do we have this idea that there are separate levels of communication? Because there are four different psukim. Where are these psukim? So the answer is three of them are in Parshas Vay, in Chumash Mois. And one of them is in Parshas Vayeschanan, in Chumash Dvar. Let's take a look at the three of them in Parshas Vay. So we all have different chumashim, but we can direct you to the Perek and the Pasuk. Let's start with the Rasha. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Vav. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Vav. What does the Pasuk say? V'hoya, ki yoymeru aleichem b'neichem moha avoida azois lochem. What's the next Pasuk? V'amartem, Zevach Pesachu Lashem, asher Pasach al botei v'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, Benogpoi es Mitzrayim es Batenu Hitzil, Vayikoid ha'om vayishtachavu. How do we know that this pasuk is addressing the Bein Harasha? So there's this fellow sitting at the Seder that you identify as a Bein Harasha. It's itself a tragedy if you think about it. He's sitting at the Seder, but he's a Bein Harasha. So how does the pasuk know? So there are many different avenues. There are many different ways that we can see that this is not Poshet, that he's not a regular fellow. Number one, in all the others, if there is a son, he's asking. Here the son is telling you. Right? Ki yoimru aleichem b'neichem. Why doesn't it say ki yishalu? Because yishalu means genuine inquiry. A person who really wants to learn, a person who needs to know. What's Kiyomru? It's a challenge. He's throwing down the gauntlet. He's telling you, I know better than you. And when he asks a question, it's not a question. It's a chatzifus. It's a chutzpah. Ma avoida azois lochem. Number two, it says, ha avoida azois lochem. That's what we emphasize in the Haggadah. Lochem, v'loi loi. It's not his avoida. Number three, he calls it an avoda. Now you understand that a remarkable thing about the night of Pesach is freedom in general means unfettered, unshackled, a person is hefker. That's freedom in most people's understanding. Don't tell me what to do. And don't tell me how to do it. So if I feel free and I want to dance around the table, that's my thing. If I feel free and I want to go to Acapulco, that's my thing. What are you telling me what to do? You look at the Seder, and the word Seder itself reveals to you a whole lesson. There is not one Yom Tov that has as many restrictions and rules and regulations that bind you and box you in like Seder night on Pesach. There's a Maisa with the Satmar Rav. That a certain Yid, a Meshulach, he needed Nebuch Parnosa, he was making chasnitz for his children, and he was desperate. And he ended up in Williamsburg, and he was in Williamsburg many, many years ago, decades ago. He was by the, so he had no place to go for the Seder. And he's this Ashkenazi fellow, you know, a Litvak, in Eretz, from Eretz Yisrael. And he comes into the Satmar Rav. Why? Because the Satmar Rav, anybody who needed a place at the Seder, go to the Satmar Rav. It was a meyudik baal tzedakah, unbelievable baal chesed, unbelievable. The ga'ayin hadoyr in chesed. Anyhow, because he comes to the table, no, it's Shetzach, comes to the matzah, and he's given matzah. So he's measuring out whether the matzah is kashir. Comes to the morer, he starts asking for another piece of lettuce, or whatever it was that they gave for morer, noch hashtikul morer, and he's measuring and measuring. And the oilim there, you know, they weren't used to this kind of thing. Matzah is matzah, morer is morer, mefad vaita. So they were making fun. Anyhow, it came time and it was giving out the chveis kugel or whatever it was that they were giving out. So the Satmar Rav said, are you sure you also have a shear? So he answered back, he says, and maybe to being mevaza a person there's also a shear? So after Yontif, after Bechol HaMoed, the Satmarov called him in and he gave him a massive matbeya to take care of the entire chasm. This idea of kishir, they give you a glass and the glass says the chazanish shita on the glass, on the rim. You know, you can buy such a glass. And the shita of Reb Chaim Noah, and this shita and that shita. And in the back of the Haggadahs they have pictures of how big the matzah is if it's a square matzah and how big the matzah if it's a round matzah. And on and on and on. And this harba kaisis and what kind of yayin and how much yayin you should drink and how much you should fill up the kais. And when you should sit and where you should sit. And what is Be'er Seba and what's not Be'er Seba. And what's permissible Be'er Seba and what's mechuyev Be'er Seba. And in the Korban Pesach, there was no limit in the Korban Pesach halachas. Etzem lo yisidru, you're supposed to eat ulamashcha l'gdul and this and that and whatever. And the tyrant and when they were Isaac and Tyrus, unbelievable. And the hakrovas Korban Pesach, law after law and rule after rule. And you take open even the Mishnah Berurah today. Forget about Korban Pesach halachas, which would fill a volume like this. But take open the Mishnah Berurah and take and Hilchus Pesach on and on in chametz and matzah. So Chmam is not to be believed. He says, what are you crazy? You're going to make out of this another prison? You're going to make your freedom and give it away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And you don't even have a daya? You're told what to do left and right? That's freedom? Freedom is hefker. It's another raya that you're talking about the Bein HaRosha. It has no hasoga. That is the ultimate freedom. And then there's the raya of the Vilna Gaon. In every one of the Arba Bonim, except for the Bein HaRosha here, except for this pasuk, it says you shall say to him. Amazing. Here it does not say you shall say to him. What does it say? Va'amartem, you should say. It doesn't say to him. Now let's take a look at the other psukim. We'll see right away because we have to see the other psukim anyhow, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Take a look in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches. What does it say? Vigadeta Luvincha. You should say to him. Yes? Okay. Take the next pasuk. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet. By Maftir. Take a look in Parshas Veschanan. Of Pasuk Chof. Right before Shvi. Ki yishalucha vincha mocha leima ma'edus haku mishvah shetzu Hashem lukinu v'eschem v'amarta. What does it say? Chof Aleph. Levincha. You notice that it says Nachamo. By the Shaini Yedei Elisha, V'igadato Levincha. By the Chacham over here, it says, V'amarto Levincha. By the Tam, it says that you should say, Eilav. B'chayzik Yod Hotzionu Hashem. What is the common denominator of all three? To him. Look at the Bein HaRosha, what does it say? V'amartem. Zokta Vilna Goyin. And Rabbi Yankiv Milisa the Nesivis. That's because we do not answer the Bain. How could you not answer the Bain? The Torah says because he's a Rasha. There's a Maaser of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was once approached by a former Talmud who asked, and he came back to the yeshiva out of nostalgia after he was a Shonel Pirish. He became an Apikoros. And at Shalashudas or whatever, they had a Mesiba, and he was unpacking loads and loads of questions about Emunah, and about Yerushalayim, and about his Hashkafas Olam. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner sat there like a stone and did not react in any way. He did not respond to this man. And eventually they benched, he left, whatever it is, and the Talmidim, the children, they came to him and they said to him, Rebbe, Tata, you have entire Sforim about these inyonim. Why didn't you answer him? You know what he said? He says, As a mensch frekt a kasha gitmine matelitz. Aber wenn ein Mensch geht a teretz, sa a teretz kemen ich geben kin teretz. In Yiddish, it's especially powerful because the word teretz means also what? An excuse. What's your teretz this time? It's a teretz kemenish gebma teretz. Oitem oznov mishmoya. There's a certain kind of person that does not even listen, and he's not really asking. His formula is in the question, but his actual attitude precludes the question. He says, I am challenging you. I don't believe you. I don't want you and your Torah. To such a person, you cannot give a teretz, he said. That's why we do not answer the Bein HaRasha at all. What about the Haggadah? Right? So this kasha that we ask is not only not a kasha, but it's a raya gemura to the point that we do not answer him. Because take a look what it says in the Torah. What do you say? V'amartem, what do you say? Zevach Pesachu. What does the Haggadah say? Wait a minute. That's not the pasuk for the Rasha. Go back to Parshas Boy. Whose pasuk is it? It's the Shein HaYadelishol's pasuk. Take a look, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Ches. Bigadeto Levincha. Why is he a Shein HaYadelishol, by the way? Because there's no question. In this pasuk, there's no question. He doesn't start the conversation, the child. Why not? Because he can't. He doesn't have the capacity to do so. So the She'ein HaYadelishol we learn because it starts out, the Gadato, you have to tell him, and there's nobody inquiring of you, the father. So what kind of a son is that? And why am I telling him? The Torah says, because he's a She'ein HaYadelishol. So what do you tell him? Ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim, right? So what do you mean? Wait a minute. This is either to the Chacham? No. Chacham has his own. Good. What is the Shein HaYadelishol? Bavu Zeh. What is the Tam? What? No. What is the Tam's Pasuk? V'amartei Lov, B'chayzik Yod, Haytzion Hashem in Mitzrayim. So it must be the Bein HaRosh, so V'amartem Zevach Pesach. So what does the Pasuk say in the Haggadah, Bavu Zeh Hashem Li? Why do we give the Pasuk that belongs to the She'ein HaYadelishol? And in fact, we do say in the Haggadah by the She'ein HaYadelishol. Because this Pasuk is mentioned twice. Once where it belongs, by the She'ein HaYadelishol, and once where it doesn't seem to belong, by the Rosha. So, two questions. Why do we give the Pasuk of the She'ein HaYadelishol in answer to the Rosha? And why don't we give the Pasuk that's in the Torah? The teretz is that we don't talk to the Rasha at all. Because it doesn't say, I love. It says, V'amartem. And we do fulfill the V'amartem. You know when? When do we say the Pasuk of the Korban Pesach? Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem Asher Pesach. By Rabban Gamliel. Pesach Zushan Ochlam Al Shum She Pesach. Shenemar V'amartem Zevach Pesach Hu. We say it in the Haggadah. We don't leave it out. But we don't do it to the Russia. Why? Because it doesn't say V'amartei Lov. So why do we say the Pasuk of Bavu Zeh? The answer is we don't say the Pasuk of Bavu Zeh to the Russia either. According to our Girsa in the Haggadah, which is not the Girsa of all of the Mekairos, because the same Inyan of the Arba Abonim is mentioned in a few places in the Michilt and other Medrashim, but the Nusach that we have in the Haggadah is a remarkable Nusach. You know why? Because it does not have an answer to the Bein HaRosha at all. Listen to what it says in the Haggadah. Va'afato hakeya shinov ve'morlo bavu zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. Li velo velo lo. Ilu hayosham loy hayonigol. Now, to the best of my understanding, except when somebody is the Gadol Hador or something like that, you do not speak to him in the third person. Now, the Rasha is certainly not the Gadol Hador. So if you're talking to the Rasha, how do you talk? Leave alo, lecha. Ilu, hayisa, sham, lo, hayisa, nigal. How come it says leave alo, lo, and ilu, hayosham? The Teretz says because you're talking about him, but you're not talking to him. So to whom are you talking when you're talking about him? The Shein HaYadelishol. In other words, if you add it all up, all these ingredients, what's going on? The Rosh is coming to you with a challenge. He says, such an akasha is not akasha. And to a teretz, he can't give a teretz. You don't answer him at all. You ignore his question. You ignore his challenge. And you wait. Now comes the turn of the She'ena Yadei Lishol. But in She'ena Lishol, what do you do? V'igadat to Levincha, you tell him, Ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisi mitzvah. And as Rashi says, take a look at the Rashi. Most probably all of you Chumashim have Rashi. On the Pasuk Ba'avur zeh, Pasuk Ches and Perik Yud Gimel, what does Rashi say, Ba'avur zeh? Ba'avur she'akayim mitzvaysav k'goin Pesach matzah mara alolu. Asa Hashem li. Listen to what he says. Look at Rashi. Remez tshuva lebein rosh aloimar. Asa Hashem li v'loi l'cha. Shidu ha'yisa sham lo ha'yisa kedai li goyel. Mechilta. Our girsa is li v'lo lo, not li v'lo l'cha. The pshat is when we come to the She'ena Yadei Lishol. And even Rashi says remez. When it comes to the She'ena Yadei Lishol, what do? We say to the She'ena Yadei Lishol, this is what Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim for matzah and maror and pesach. You know, all of these things that we do, Hashem made us his avodim, and that's how he set us free. He made us his avodim. We're not an eved to anybody. We're not even an eved to our baser nature. We're not an eved to our taivus. We only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever Hashem wants. Pesach, matzah, maror. Okay. Then you say to him and to everybody around you, by the way, Bavuzos Hashem li, but not loy, not to him. That fellow over there who said before, Mo'avoida zois lochem, because ilu hoya sham, loy hoya nigol, he would not have come out of Mitzrayim. So that is the way we deal with the Bein HaRosha. When the Pasuk says, Keneged arba banim, it doesn't mean that there are four answers to four different children to them. Three children get answers to them. Three children are spoken to. Three children are taught according to their level. One child is taught by not answering him. You're sitting at my table, you're sitting at the Seder, maskim. You want to challenge me, I have nothing to do with you. Elohayasham lohayonigo. And I'll tell you something else that's remarkable about the Haggadah. The Chayyurah, the Haggadah, it's like a happy time, right? The night of Pesach is a very happy time. It's l'chayra, not a time of Musar and not a time of this heavy-duty hadracha. And you see from the Agada that it's not like that. You're able to say the night of the Seder about somebody who's sitting at your table, ilu ha-yosham lo yo nigo. No, the Teretz says, dos is haste Hagada. That is called teaching. That is called sipur yitzias mitzrayim. It's not a toy, Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is the most serious thing that exists. And if a person is ready to challenge it and to tamper with it, you have to knock him down. And there's no two ways about it. And it has to be in front of the babies. In front of the kid who can't even ask a question. He has to already know that there's such a thing as an apikiris. It's the truth. Now, everything is with edelkeit, and everything is with gentleness, and he has to know there's such a thing called tinuk shenishba. But this Russia is not a tinuk shenishba. Maybe it doesn't even exist, bizman, as such a Russia, in many circles. But there are. Person who is fasamt with deis koizvois, and he comes and he challenges you. I don't believe in any of this. So you have to knock him down in front of the littlest ones. We have nothing to do with that. We have a Masayris Avos that goes midor lador, and we stick to it like glue. Ba'avuzeh she'akayim mitzvayis. So when you get to the She'ena Yadei Lishol, you talk about, I have another of the many answers. Why? How do we know that he's a Bein HaRosha? We said, it says, not ki yisholcha, but what? Ki yomru. Correct? Number two, mo'avoida. Number three, lochem. Number four, there's no answer. It doesn't say v'amarte love. I'm going to tell you number five. What is this mitzvah called? The mitzvah in general, what's it called? Sipur? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, what if a person told you, I'm going to tell you Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but I'm not going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at all. So how could that be Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? How
How can you have a simple Yetzias Mitzrayim without even saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? In one way or another, complicated formula, simple formula, hard words, easy words, this language, that language, we have to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. What if I don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at all? Does he simply Yetzias Mitzrayim? Take a look at the other three sons. Let's start with the Veschanan again. Does it say in the parasha of Veschanan right before Shvi? What does it say? What do you say to him? Everybody knows that. What do you say? Right before Shvi, it is in Veschanan. Avadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. What is the next word? Vayotziyenu Hashem, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Go back to Parshas Bo. Look again in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches. V'yigadeto levincha bayom u'leima b'avuzeo as Hashem li. Go back now to Maftir. I mean, go forward to Maftir. You get the drift? There is in every one of these three psukim a very specific and precise mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The actual Exodus, correct. Let's now go to this Bein Harosha. What is the what's with the Bein HaRosha? What do we tell him? Where is the Bein HaRosha, Nochamol? No, what Pasuk? Where is the Pasuk? Perik Yud Beis Halacha Chav Zayin. I mean Pasuk Chav Zayin. See, when a person's into the Rambam day and night, even the Pesukim become Halacha. V'amartem Pasuk Chav Zayin. V'amartem? No, keep going. They're still in Mitzrayim. Benokba is Mitzrayim. They're still in Mitzrayim. Vespatenu Hitzil. They're still in Mitzrayim. There is no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. How can you have an answer of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim without mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim? So here you have two choices. One of them is very sophisticated, and the other one is very sophisticated. But either way, the Pashut is that you do not talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to the Gaon and Rabbi Yankov Milisa, it's because you don't talk to him at all. That's the biggest right, that you don't talk to him. You're not talking to him. You're talking to yourself. You're talking to the rest of Klal Yisrael. In the Haggadah, we're talking in Rabban Gamliel. But if you don't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what does it mean, Keneged Arba'a Banim? It means three of the Banim, the lesson is you talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the fourth one is that you don't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Keneged Arba'a Banim. It's a very big Chiddush. And that's why Bab was also leave a low low, because you don't talk to him. You talk about him. He's sitting there in the corner. You ignore him. Or that it is an answer. But it's a very unusual answer. He wants to know what's the Avodah. You know why? Because his idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim is getting rid of the Egyptians and going free and being a nation and setting up your own Malchus. That's the Russia's idea. You have your own Medina and that's enough. I don't mean to be political here. I'm just telling you this is what his Hasaga is. Now this fellow gets an answer. If Yetzias Mitzrayim would have begun the way you think, that until the moment the Jews set foot out of Mitzrayim, there's nothing to talk about. But there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim before Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you would understand that, you would never come with that challenge. Because Lo Kachas Lo Goy Mikerev Goy began with the Avodah that you are so angry about, that you're so upset about. What is all this fettering and trammeling? Take a look. In Mitzrayim itself, there was a Makas Bechairis. And in Mitzrayim itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am yours. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sarif, ani v'loy shaliach, ani hu v'loy acher. And that is what the Russia needs to hear, that the Yetzias Mitzrayim was already in place before they actually left. There's no other nation that can claim that kind of Yetziah, which is a Yetziah Ruchni, which is a Hatzolah that comes from the Dam Ala Mashkoif, and not a single Bechor dies. So what are you talking about, says to the Russia? That's Vamartem Zevach Pesachu. So there are two ways of looking at it. But in any case, again, according to the Gra and Rabbi Yankiv Melissa, we don't answer the Rosh at all. And according to that, V'amartem Zevach Pesach, since it doesn't talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, how could it be an answer of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So there are already four or five different avenues of seeing that this is the Bein HaRasha. Just want to add one more point, which is already brought down in Mefarshim. There's one other difference between this Pasuk and the other three. All the other three are in the singular, except for the Bein HaRasha. He's in the plural. It's an amazing thing. Think about it for a minute. V'hayo ki yomru aleichem b'neichem. Not bincha, b'neichem. Right? What about the Chacham? What's the Chacham? Ki yishalcha bincha. Singular. V'igadeta levincha, singular, not levnechem. And what about by Shvi? What does it say over there? Right before Maftir? Mazois. So what do you say? Is bincha or b'neichem? Bincha in the singular. Ki yishalcha bincha le'ma mazois. All three of the other sons, the Chacham, the Tam, the Sheinu Yidalisho, singular. What is the Bein HaRasha in the plural? You know why? Because Halalo of the Avodah Zarah. They were like lost Shepsalach. And they lost their bearing. The Rambam says in the first parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Chutz Mishevet Levi. May Olam lo yavad Shevet Levi Avodah Zarah. But Shevet Levi does not a nation make. And the Rambam says that if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us the Navi Moshe Rabbeinu, then we would have lost it all. That's why it was such a rush to get out, because it was on the verge. And that is the plural, Ki Yomra Aleichem B'neichem Barecho Bakasha. If it was just Mitzrayim, I understand the plural. But look at the beginning of the Pasuk. V'haya ki savayu el ha'aretz asher yitein Hashem lachem kasher diber ushmartem es ha'avodah azos. The Pasuk says it's positive. Ushmartem es ha'avodah azos. You should keep the avodah of Korban Pesach when you arrive in Eretz Yisrael. V'haya ki yomra aleichem b'neichem. When? In Eretz Yisrael? Mo'avodah azos lachem. The Torah says there will be tkufas in the history of Klal Yisrael. Many, many tkufas. Where the Bein HaRasha will be in the majority. And what does it say at the end of the Pasuk? Vayikot ha'am vayishtachavu. You know why? Because Rabbi Yisrael Salant passed by in the middle of the night. He left the Beis Medrash and he was walking by a house and everything was dark except for one house. So he looked in the window and he sees the cobbler fixing the shoes. And he says, Rabbi Yid, so late. So he points to the candle and he says, Kol zman de lichte lebrent, kemen noch verrichten. Kol zman shaneer de leik efshal letaken. And that is the point of Ayikara on Vayishtachavu. Bin stachal tzayid, there's hope. The truth is that we don't understand correctly if we think that the Vilna Gaon's approach to the Bein HaRasha is an antagonistic approach. It's the only tool we have at our disposal at that moment. You start talking to the Bein HaRasha with answers and maises and chazdas, and he's already feeling good about himself. He's raised the bar of the challenge. You're taking him seriously. And he's not going to pay the slightest attention. He's not going to have any feelings of guilt and remorse. And he's not going to have the one thing that's more important than anything else, nostalgia. Ethnisch benken noch gar nicht. He's also a player. I ask a question, you give a teretz. But when it comes to the Bein HaRasha, and he's kept at the Seder, you open the door for him. You sit him down at the table. You give him a pillow. You might even give him an afikoman zekel. But the fact is that you don't answer him. You say, I take you into my house, but I have to teach you this bitter lesson. Because without this lesson, you're never going to get anywhere. And maybe with this lesson, you'll chap that maybe there's a different way. That is the point of the Gra. The point of the Gra is that this is the chinuch itself. And that's why for him, this is his Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a peculiar kind of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But when the Yidden in Mitzrayim, who was so lost and so suffered so much, heard that you're going to have many, many children in the plural, they said, what kind of children doesn't matter? There's a future to Klal Yisrael. There's going to be Yidden full in Eretz Yisrael. Ein Kleinigkeit. We're going to have that. Now let me just continue with one other point that I wanted to make. B'negeya this arba abonim. The Bab was there osa Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. Right? So what do we learn from that? Yochol me'rash chodesh. Talmud loymar b'yom ahu. I b'yom ahu yochol me'ba'od yom, because at least you have the carbon Pesach, right? Talmud loymar b'avu zeh. Lo yomarti ela b'shoah shematza in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Pesach matza, but now matza mora munachim lefanecha. What's the point? So the point is this Rashi. You have to say the Sipur when you are able to point to the mitzvahs halayla. You know why? Because the mitzvahs halayla are the secret which binds the concept that we said at the beginning of the shir, that you can talk about halachas. And in the base, Baisus ben Zunin Balud says that they said the Rabban Gamliel and his chaverim were sitting in Oiskim behilchus ha-Pesach kol ha-layla. Why? Because it's Bav was there. Rashi says, Sha'akaye mitzvoisav. What you have to tell the She'eino Yedei Alishal has to be in the context of matzah and morah. Has to be in the context of asiyas ha-mitzvah. Has to be in the context of explaining that all this is not shove anything unless I have freedom to fulfill the Ratzon HaBorei. And I do it the way the Eibishter wants. And if you don't have those, it's not a symbol. It's not Bavuzeh, it happens coincidentally, Exeris HaKosuv, that I speak Yetzias Mitzrayim, and I also have Matzah and Morah. It's because without the Matzah and Morah, they're missing in the Sipur. Why? Because, not because Pesach tells you the story of Shem Shepasach, and not because the Matzah tells you, Enochanami, there's a chelik of that too. But that's not enough. Rashi says, Bavush Akayim Mitzvaysav. The Ta'eles and the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Tavdunis Alekim Alaharazeh. And just like you, during the time that you talk to the Sheinei Delishol, you talk about the Russia, and you say that he would not have come out of Mitzrayim, you have to go to the opposite extreme and say, so why did we come out of Mitzrayim? Bavuzeh. And that's only possible the night of the Seder, when you have the Matzah Morah Munachim Lufanecha. You have to point to the Matzah Morah and say, you know what this Matzah Morah says? That our Geula is different than any other Geula. And I just want to finish with one Ha'ara. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't want to go to Paro, and I don't want to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He's a Kfat Peh, he's a Kfat Lashon, he doesn't belong there, he wasn't there for so many years, decades and decades and decades. He's not familiar with the place. And Aaron is your man. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. And then in the middle of it, he says, V'zelcha ha'oizki anoichi shlachticha, when I take you out of Mitzrayim, this is the place that you're going to serve at Kodesh Baruch. Why is that a sign? And I wanted to be medayik ki anoichi shlachticha. It says v'zelucha ha'ois. Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch say v'zel ha'ois? In fact, at the end of Parshas Bo, when it says v'hoyu l'cho li'ois al yodcha, what did Chazal learn? That you cover up the tefillin shel yad. Why do you cover up the tefillin shel yad from that pasuk l'cho li'ois? Because it's l'chaliyos v'loi l'acherim lois. It's not supposed to be for anybody else. It's only for you. So if we take that same idea, and it's almost the same words, and say v'zel l'chaliyos, he's talking to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai at the snare, and he says this is l'chaliyos ki anoichi shlachticha. It means loi l'acherim. So what does it mean zel l'chaliyos? The teretz is, I think it's a gvaldik daher. Every country has two documents that have nothing to do with each other. They had a revolution. They threw off the yoke of tyranny. You know, that's the verb. The yoke of tyranny. Got rid of the British. We got rid of the Marie Antoinette. We're finished with the Tsar of Russia. What do we write? A Declaration of Independence. What's next?
Now that you're on your own, how do you govern yourself? What's that called?
Constitution.
That's the way in every country. Like Karav Zelze, one document is written at one time, the other document is written at a different time, much later. You have to have a constitutional convention, and this one argues this, and this one argues that, and you have Madison and Hamilton, and this one and that one, Jefferson. And all of a sudden, but what a Declaration of Independence that is. All men are created equal, and we're free, and you know this, and rights, and this and that, and you can't tell us what to do. And we are declaring ourselves to be an independent nation. Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you take the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and you bring them to Har Sinai, you teach them a Moiridika lesson. If somebody else will take them out of Mitzrayim, and you'll take them to Har Sinai, then we'll think that the Yidden have freedom. And besides the freedom, they have a Torah. But they'll never understand that their freedom is the Torah. They'll never understand that our freedom is a completely different kind of freedom. They'll never understand Ein lecha ben chorin l'misha isek b'Torah. They'll never understand the Barbuzel as Hashem li b'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. They'll never understand v'shamarta es ha'avoida hazois miyam miyamima. And therefore, it has to be the same person. He took us out of Mitzrayim, he gave us the Torah because it's all one thing. Our Declaration of Independence is our Constitution. And our Constitution is the Declaration of Independence. And therefore it had to be Dafka L'cha Ois. Why? Because Be'otziacha Esa Ami Mitzrayim Tavdun, look where you are, Moshe. Look where you are. You're at Har Sinai. That's how it begins, and that's how it ends. Tavdun Esa Lekim Ala Harazeh. Okay, as a Hashem, we should be zayicha taket to the Gula Shleim. Yeah, sure.
So.